Quinceañeras, the Latino coming-of-age celebrations for girls turning 15, are back after a pandemic pause. As vaccines have rolled out and some COVID mitigations have eased, dress shop owners and other people in the event industry say business is in fact booming. WHYY's Hemena Kondi has more.
For many families, making the quinceañera or quince a night to remember quickly adds up. First, there's the venue and catering. Guest lists for quinces can span dozens or even hundreds of people. The beautiful ball gown the quinceañera will stun in can run hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. Then there's a videographer to record the father-daughter dance, often a tearjerker. Quinceañeras can also perform a surprise dance with her court of damas and chambelanes, choreographed by a professional. And of course, there's the DJ, who opens up the dance floor for an evening that ends in an elaborate cake. On average, the tab for these parties runs more than $21,000. That's according to a 2019 survey by Mi Padrino, an online quinceañera planning platform. Edward Zhelnovakov fluffs the tulle of a big red gown. He's the general manager of VIP fashion at the Philadelphia Mills Mall. He says because these dresses are so big, and to accommodate years of growing demand, the store had to rent out retail space next door 2 years ago, dedicated to all things quince. After sales slumped in 2020, Zhelnovakov says business is booming once again.
When we first opened back up, we were nervous because we're like, we don't know what are people going to do. You know, I mean, most people haven't worked for a year. So like, is their budget going to be deducted by half or whatever? But we've noticed they're staying strong. You know, nobody's really complaining.
Zhelnovakov says his store is selling up to 4 quince dresses a day. These start at $500 and can go up to $1,500. Zhelnovakov says some families are coming in with a larger budget, putting the store above 2019 sales. Chris Vargas, store manager of quince dresses in Somerset, described a similar surge in sales since the vaccine rollout in New Jersey, as much as 20%.
Girls who are turning, you know, 15 or 16 this year are so much more excited that now they have the opportunity to open up, do their events, you know, be at a catering hall or a banquet hall and celebrate.
While squeezing in 2 years' worth of festivities sounds great for an industry of people who are left with almost no work for more than a year, there are still some pandemic-related problems. For instance, custom dresses are taking longer to make, as seamstresses are dealing with more orders than usual, and fabric shipments continue to lag. Trenton resident Adila Merino turned 15 in November and was forced to postpone her quince until April. She was able to find a pre-made dream dress at the mall.
I was like, Mom, can I please get that dress? At least can I try it on? So we did, and it was big. It was like a light blue color, and it had like a long trail at the back. It was almost like Cinderella themed.
With the rise in coronavirus cases driven by the Delta variant, families are also finding venues are not ready to host large gatherings of more than 100 people.
Before you could stay the whole day, now they only give you like 3 or 4 hours.
That's 14-year-old Trenton resident Ashley Alexandra Gramajo.
That's kind of a little bit stressing knowing that we only have a little bit of time to like set up everything.
Still, Gramajo was happy to have a celebration at all this weekend amid so much uncertainty. Family was even able to visit from Ecuador and Guatemala.
You know that you had a moment where you have a huge celebration knowing your family is there and like having a great time with just the people you know, the people that you kind of like really wished were there.
And businesses say, at least for now, they'll do their best to keep the good times going. Jimena Kondi, WHYY News.